Stanford's offense. They're typically a very physical football team. What are you seeing on film? What's the prepare for?
It's the same Stanford has been for the past 15 years or whatever it's been. Very physical up front. And they love to run the ball, and that's how they want to impose their will. It's just running down your face and running down your throat until you give up and quit. So that's going to be a big test for us this week. It's going to test our strength and our toughness. We just got to come in with the right mindset and try to put up a great battle against a great Stanford team.
I have a guy here who seemed to make an emphasis of you guys are going to play physical too, more physical. Do you feel like that's translated now onto the field this season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we definitely have stepped up in a big way, and this is another big test for us. I mean, we did good against Nebraska, did good against Wyoming, so we hope to have that momentum rolling to the Stanford game and just have the same mindset we have for those games and just trying to pick up where we left off kind of and just try to show everybody that we're not a soft team. And I mean, we respect the hell out of them. I mean, they're a great team. I mean, they're doing what they got to do, and they're putting the pieces together in the right part of the season. So we just got to match that intensity and match the physicality on Saturday.
Is there a way you can tell you guys are playing more physical or that just tough to get
it? It just shows on the film. I mean, we just got to see after the game, and you can't really say beforehand because you really don't know how guys will come out and play. You just got to wait until that final whistle blows and after those zeros go up on the board, and you just got to see why when you watch the tape.
McCaffrey had a pretty good game against you guys last year. Bryce Love, the new guy, obviously having a great year, you know. Is there a comparison there? Are they similar? Are they different?
Yeah, no, they're both great backs. But, I mean, Bryce Love just brings a different dimension to the game. He's smaller, more compact, and he's very agile, very quick, very explosive when he gets into the open field. I mean, he's got to try to contain him as the best we can because he's a great running back, like you said. I mean, Stanford produces great running backs throughout time and time again. So, I mean, we just got to go out there and do our best and play our game and try to stop him and contain him because he is a really good running back. I mean, he's up for the Heisman, and he's breaking all types of rushing records. So, I mean, you got to go out there and respect the guy who's bringing a great game.
What is the focus of the defense? How do you stop the power running game of Stanford?
It starts with the D-line. I mean, if they can stay stout up front and just hold the line of scrimmage and let the linebackers and safety work behind them and make plays, it really just starts with the D-line.
Brady, are you starting to see more and more action out there on defense? What have you seen out of him this year?
He's doing a great job. I mean, he's bringing a physical aspect to the game. He's learning the plays really well. Coach Hayward really trusts him. Coach Levitt trusts him. Everybody on the defense trusts him. So, I mean, we're all pretty excited to see what he can bring to the table this week, and we're ready to rock and roll.
How would you evaluate the defense so far, the six games through the year so far?
We're playing all right. I mean, we're not playing to the standard that we hold ourselves to. We still have we give up too many explosive plays, and that's what's really been killing us throughout this whole year. I mean, down in and down out, we've been playing pretty good, but this is one or two plays that we give up that make big impacts on the game and really shoot ourselves in the foot. And it's nothing that the other team necessarily does. It's kind of what we do in a mental game, and we mess up, or a guy forgets an assignment, or he's in the wrong location at the wrong time. And, like, you know, this game is a game of inches, and if you're misplaced by a step, it's a touchdown. So those are the things that we have to really work on during practice and try to just move forward and build on.
The 8 o'clock kick, it's a late one. How do you get ready for that, and how do you feel about that late start time?
Anytime. It doesn't matter when the game starts. I mean, you got to be locked in today. I mean, you have to get mentally ready yesterday. I mean, it starts on Tuesday when we get that first pad of practice going. So, I mean, everybody's ready. Everybody's been ready. We've been looking forward to this game since we came off the field against Washington State. I mean, everybody got rid of that game, and we've been focused on Stanford since then. I mean, we know it's a big Pac-12 game. We know it's a rivalry. We know we got to step up and play big in this game because it is Pac-12 North, and it means a lot for our season.
It seems like it's been a revolving door at the position next to you because of injuries. What have you seen from Jimmy Swain or Samson New of, you know, would they have to play more now this season?
I mean, those guys are doing a great job. I mean, Coach Levin knows. He told us when he first got here, it's only going to be five or six of us rocking and rolling, and it's the same five or six guys that he's been talking about. So, I mean, those guys are stepping up great. I mean, everybody can play each position, whether it be Jack or Mike. I can play one. Jimmy can play the other. Samson can play both. Isaac can play it. I mean, guys are ready to step up. Guys are ready to play. I mean, we're all prepared. We all know the plays, and we're ready to go.